This is Dakota Datebook for April 20th. On this date, in 1900, a resident from McHenry County claimed there were millions to be made from running skunk farms. H.P. Johnson spoke most earnestly about the profitability of the smelly mammal. Mr. Johnson assured that the animal is as clean and harmless as a kitten when reared in a proper manner. Johnson argued that there was great value in raising skunks from the pelts and skunk oil. Skunk oil at the time was valued at around $8 per gallon, the equivalent of a little over $200 today. Skunk oil was used for many things. One farmer reported using it mixed with turpentine or ammonia on the sores and swollen eyes of his chickens. He claimed that he had been using this mixture for many years and the poultry had always recovered well. The oil was also used in leatherworking and as a moisturizer that some use to this day. At the time, demand for skunk fur was second only to the pelt of a muskrat. As it gained in popularity in the 1880s and into the 1900s, skunk farms began expanding to meet the demand. The fur was popular worldwide, but almost all of the pelts were traded in London and Leipzig. In 1909, an article from the Pioneer Express of Pembina calculated the returns of a successful skunk farm. It claimed that should an industrious skunk farmer start with 20 skunks, he could be making well over $20 million in about 2 years. This calculation was, of course, very optimistic and tailored to a farmer who ran his operation perfectly. And it also required the market for skunk pelts to remain optimal. This belief reflected the push for skunk farms and the current demand for pelts across the U.S. and into Europe. Skunk fur would remain in high demand under the fashionable name of Alaskan or American sable until the 1950s, when the true origin of the popular pelt was discovered. Other than a brief resurgence in the 70s, the skunk pelt remained out of fashion, finally becoming just an interesting footnote in the history of the North Dakota fur trade. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Olivia Burmeister. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.